Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by, and welcome to the PGG Wrightson Annual Results Announcement Conference Call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. After the speaker's presentation, there will be a question-and-answer session. To ask a question during the session, you'll need to press star 1 on your telephone. Please be advised that today's conference is being recorded. I would now like to hand the conference over to your first speaker today, Mr. Stephen Guerin. Thank you. Please go ahead.
Thank you, operator. Good morning, everyone. My name is Stephen Guerin. I'm the Chief Executive Officer for PGG Wrightsons. It's my pleasure today to provide you an overview of our results for the 2019 year. Thank you for your time and joining us today. As you all know from prior announcements, I assumed the CEO's role in the latter part of the financial year, on the 1st of June, although I have been with the business for some 31 years and leading the retail water business for the last 8 years. With me today, I have Peter Scott, our CFO, and Julian Daly, our company secretary. So I'll talk for about 15 to 20 minutes, probably closer to 20 minutes, and then we'll take questions. In that period, in that time period, I'm going to cover this year's financial results, key themes as we see our markets across our customers that led to the results, the cash distribution to shareholders, and finally our thoughts for the year ahead. Before I start talking about the financial results, the key points of our announcement earlier today, please note there's a bit of a disclaimer. I'll talk about GAAP and non-GAAP performance measures. We use operating EBITDA as a key measure of performance, and I encourage you to refer to our full accounts for details of how this relates to GAAP measures. The financial results for the year ended 30th of June were: an operating EBITDA of $24.4 million, which is down on last year's strong result of $34.5 million. Net profit after tax was recorded at $131.8 million, and the earnings per share of 17.4 cents. We're pleased to announce a declared fully imputed dividend of 7.5 cents per share, which will be paid on the 2nd of October 2019. This will effectively bring the total fully imputed dividends paid for the year to 15 cents per share on a post-consolidation basis. For the F2019 year has been a transformational year for PGW, for both our business and our shareholders. The change brought about by the sale of the Seed and Grain business completed on the 1st of May 2019 was significant for PGW, with the proceeds from the transaction paving the way for a capital distribution to shareholders of approximately $234 million. Our strategic relationship with the new owners of the Seed and Grain business, being DLF Seeds AS, is a positive one. While this deal has been transformation for PGW, it remains very much business as usual for our frontline staff and our customers. We continue to work closely with the PGG Wrightson Seeds team to bring their products to our customers, and the seed category will continue to be profitable for our retail business. Reflecting on the 2019 year, I think we can say it's been one of the most operationally challenging one for recent years. Farmer confidence in parts of the agricultural sector remains subdued, constraining farm spending and therefore our revenue growth over the year. This has been evident in recent months with a discernible tightening in our credit environment. This has seen a small increase in our overdue debtors and increased provisions taken at the year end for doubtful debts. Nevertheless, we have chosen to continue to invest and then build our business as we plan for farm spending to recover. Notably, we've increased the pace of our IT spend and the number of key projects being implemented. As a result, PGW finished the year slightly under the lower end of our operating EBITDA guidance of $25 million. On the other hand, net profit and tax benefited from the gain on sale of the Seed and Grain business at 131.8 million is a record result for PGW. In our announcement on the 9th of May, we indicated we were expecting to end the financial year at the bottom end of our operating EBITDA guidance range, given that we were cautious about trading conditions through the last quarter. As is often the case, on-farm conditions have had an influence on performance in the sector, and in turn, the PGW F 2019 was no exception. The impact of Mycoplasma bovis, or M. bovis, was felt in the livestock and rural supplies businesses, most particularly with reduced dairy herd settlements, a reduction in tallies, a softening of demand for dairy beef, and more cautious approach to spending in dairy sectors across a range of farm inputs. Market conditions continue to challenge both our real estate and wool businesses, with results down on last year. Commodity prices were generally strong, especially in New Zealand dollar terms. Therefore, our customers have generally enjoyed higher returns even where production has decreased. This flowed through our livestock and fruit feed businesses, with sheep and beef markets remaining strong and continuing to strengthen. The horticulture sector continues to go from strength to strength with global demand and has grown trend of conversions of livestock farms to orchards and vineyards in key areas across the country, including Northland and Marlborough. Looking back on the 2018-2019 season, production estimates are a mix of good and bad news compared to 2017-2018 season. The Ministry of Primary Industries estimates dairy production increased some of production levels for dairy, for beef and lamb and pit fruit as in 2017-2018, and reduction in kiwi fruit and wine volumes. It's important to note that our operating EBITDA result no longer includes any contribution from seed and grain business, which has been reported as a discontinued operation in our results for the 2019 and comparative year. Against this backdrop, we now turn our focus to the performance of our two operating groups. Firstly, we'll look at the retail and water operating group. Operating EBITDA for the retail and water group was back $4.2 million on the record result for 2018. The strong performer of the group continues to be the fruit feed business, who along with Agritrade increased its operating EBITDA result on last year. Market conditions for the horticulture sector remain positive despite our adverse conditions at key pollination, growing and harvesting periods. The development of orchards and vineyards around the country continues to drive revenue for the fruit feed business. Our agri-trade business continued its growth year on year, with revenue up on the same period last year due to product acquisition and increased distribution services, whilst time capsule sales were back on F-2018 result due to unfavourable conditions for facial eczema in sheep and beef cattle. A factor in the reduction of operating EBITDA for the group was a claim event noted in their half-year results in February 2019. A settlement was reached with our supplier that partially compensated PGW for the consequence arising from our supplier of their defective product, with the financial impact of approximately $1.8 million that was not recovered. In addition, higher petrol prices over the year have also impacted on earnings in the retail and water business, along with other parts of the PGW business units. A strong performer in our water business was the Advanced Irrigation, or AIS, business, which has had a strong year due to established growth strategy around golf, landscape, sports turf and horticulture. The major developments as prestigious sites such as the Royal Auckland Golf Club and Millbrook Resort near Arrowtown. Elsewhere in the water business, the performance continued to disappoint, largely due to a lack of on-farm development. It was deemed prudent to resize the water business cost base, with the outcome of over 20 roles being disestablished and a number of sites being consolidated. We believe the benefits of the strategy refresh will flow through an F20 year. The investment in technology and people continues. The rollout of our new retail point of sale system in the first quarter of 2019 along with the team progressing the discovery phase of our e-commerce platform, reflects the group's focus on technology. People continue to be a focus, with the group strategy being strongly positioned on technical expertise and value add for our customers. Turning now to our agency businesses. Excuse me. Our agency businesses incorporates our livestock, wool and real estate businesses, as well as referral commissions for insurance and financial services. Trading for this group was weighted towards the second half of the financial year. The agency operating EBITDA was back 23.4% on last year, with livestock's performance back 7.8% on the F2018 year. With our wool and real estate business continued struggles through tough conditions throughout the F2019 year. Livestock was down on earnings at the half-year mark and did not recover to the extent expected in the second half, despite strong sheep and beef commodity pricing and demand. Unfortunately, the effects of the wet spring lingered and the added impact of a dry autumn compounded already difficult feed supply conditions across most of the country. This delayed the finishing of sheep and cattle, with many farmers holding on to stock through until the late autumn and into winter months. In addition, the effects of M bovis were felt across the sector and impacted on dairy herd settlements and farmers trading dairy beef. The demand for goat products continues to grow strongly, with the balance peaking at $49.3 million during the F2019 year. Due to the strong appeal of this grazing product to sheep and beef farmers, we're considering options to finance the goat products off balance sheet. Innovation continues to be a focus on our livestock team, with a major product coming to fruition during the year. PGW's new online livestock trading channel, Bidder, was delivered to the market during the last quarter of F2019. Bidder has the potential to be a game changer in the livestock trading market, with strong interest from across the industry to date. In addition, digital tools for the highly mobile livestock team were delivered throughout the year to keep our agents up to date with the latest market intelligence. Our real estate business has been challenged by a soft rural market brought about by a number of factors, but particularly the changes to the Overseas Investment Act in October 2018, which restricts foreign investment along with caution in the dairy sector due to M. bovis. Despite these challenging conditions, the business completed a number of market-leading sales in the horticulture and sheep and beef sectors. This year, the wool business was negatively impacted by continually depressed crossbred wool business globally, a reduction in the number of bales sold compared to F2018, along with poor trading conditions for the export business. Last year's strong result was buoyed by the sale of stockpile wool, whereas this year's result is more reflective of the subdued market of 2017. Turning to cash flow and our balance sheet. Total group cash flows were $199.6 million, which predominantly reflects the cash received for the sale of the seed and grain, leaving us with a cash balance of $210.5 million by 30 June 2019. Net cash flow, including the seed and grain business from operating activities, was a negative $49 million outflow. This results from investments in working capital, including investment in Go livestock products of $8.3 million. In addition, lump sum funding payments for approximately $10.3 million were made to the group's defined benefit pension plan to bring the plan into actuarial equilibrium in June 2019. PGW have negotiated and entered into new banking facilities in July 2019, providing for core facilities of up to $50 million and working capital facility of up to $70 million. It's pleasing to note that the very competitive terms have been struck for the banking arrangements, and this underscores the confidence in the fundamentals of the business and PGW's future. Turning to our corporate restructure review. Following the divestment of the seed and grain business in May, the PGW board commenced a review of our corporate services model for the business. Outcomes from the review have now been completed in a staged manner. are now being completed in a staged manner as we recalibrate our corporate structure to capture efficiencies whilst configuring our back office to best serve our customers and our resized operation. We expect to see the benefits of cost savings flow through progressively, with savings in excess of $2.5 million expected in the F2020 year. Outlook and dividend declaration. As noted earlier, with the transformational changes that PGW has undergone over the last 12 months, we believe we are positioned well for the current financial year and beyond. We've only had 6 trading weeks to date in this financial year, the F20 year, so it's too soon to get a sense of the trading performance for the first half of our 2020 year. Surveys reveal that the confidence of the agricultural sector remains low. The impact of M. bovis on dairy beef and uncertainty regarding regulatory change affecting agriculture have kept confidences low. More recently, the proposed increases in the amount of capital banks are required to hold have the potential to reduce the amount of debt capital available to agriculture. Consequently, we are seeing a more cautious approach to investment and expenditure from our customers. With continued strong global demand for protein, and as livestock farmers and the wider industry gain a better understanding of and increased confidence in the management of M. bovis, we believe we will see positive effect of these factors flow through to improve trading. We're also buoyed by the ongoing confidence in the horticultural sector, and we anticipate the fruit fed business will continue to grow from strength to strength as the sector grows. However, we expect to see soft global demand for crossbred wool continue to impact on our wool business. The rural real estate market, which makes up the majority of our real estate business, is likely to continue to be subdued in the year ahead. Our focus on innovation continues as we continue to our investment in tools to support our people and our customers. We're delighted with the performance of Bidder to date, and we're excited to see how this new online channel can change livestock training. We're also looking to fully embed our retail team's new point of sale and looking to progress our e-commerce project. Looking forward, it's not our intention to consider major acquisitions, but rather organic and greenfield growth. While it's too soon to provide firm guidance on the expectations of the F2020 year, the board considers post-implementation of the corporate restructuring and assuming we have more normal trading conditions and continuing confidence in commodity prices, we expect to see PGW achieving operating EBITDA in excess of $30 million, before adjusting for the impact from the new accounting standards for leases being IFRS 16. Based on this confidence, the board have declared a fully imputed dividend of 7.5 cents per share to be paid on the 2nd of October 2019. This effectively brings the total fully imputed dividends paid for the year to 15 cents per share on a post-share consolidation basis. We will be in a better position to provide F2020 guidance at our time of our annual shareholders meeting in October, when we have seen the start of the busy spring trading period. With the seed and grain transaction and the capital return behind us, we are sharpening our focus on the core New Zealand core PGW offerings, which have made the business a key part of New Zealand agriculture landscape for the past 160 years. The board and management team will be reassessing our strategy and exploring opportunities to innovate and grow our business as we continue to demonstrate to our customers why PGW is their preferred partner in agribusiness needs. Governance changes. Ronald Sear has informed the board of his intention to retire effective the 31 August 2019. Ronald joined the board in December 2012 and has diligently served the company as an independent director for a little under 7 years. Ronald is pleased to hold office through the successful conclusion of the seed and grain transaction and capital distribution. The board offers a sincere thanks to Ronald for his leadership and dedication since his appointment as a director and wishes him the very best for the future. The board considers that they have an appropriate mix of skills going forward with 5 directors inclusive of 3 independent directors. Accordingly, the board does not intend to make any further appointments following Ronald's retirement at the end of the month. Frankly, that concludes my overview of the 2019 results, and we will call on the operator to open the call for questions. And a reminder, we have in the room here with me Peter Scott, our CFO, and Julian Daly, our GM of Corporate Strategy and Company Secretary. Thank you. Back to you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll now begin the question and answer session. If you wish to ask question, please press star 1 and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the pound or hash key. Again, if you wish to ask question, it's star 1 and wait for your name to be announced. Your first question is from Guy Hooper from Foresight Bar. Please ask.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Hey, look, you've mentioned increased IT spend and then your new sort of online programs that are being rolled out. Could you just provide a bit of color around what your future IT projects are, you know, how much that spend is expected to increase, and then what your e-commerce targets are for the business going forward?
Thanks, Guy, for your question. So our key initiatives around our IT platforms are, as we communicated, we have embedded in our point-of-sale system. So looking forward, we have got our Bidder platform, which is up and running, and we're training on that platform the last quarter of 2019. But looking forward, we've got enhancements planned for our Bidder platform, and we have our e-commerce platform for our retail point of sale to partner with our retail point of sale system. In the F20 year, we've got a capital expenditure in the magnitude of $7 million for a technology world guy. We've got a plan. We see the spend for our e-commerce platform will probably go out over the next 2 years beyond the F20 year, but we've made no firm decisions on that and committed to that capital until we see the success of the early phases of the e-commerce project. They are the key platforms that we have ahead of us.
Yeah, great, thank you. Can you touch on what I suppose e-commerce penetration, what kind of targets you'd expect to achieve within your online, your livestock trading?
In terms of our livestock trading, it is early days, Guy, and there is some internal targets that we have, but we are very early on, so we're probably a bit cautious about saying what they are at the moment until we see some runs on the board, so to speak. So we'll give you an update on that, I think, in future announcements.
Okay. I suppose just one last question from me. Now that Seed and Grain has been sold and the distribution has gone forward, could you just touch on what, I suppose, ongoing gearings will look like?
I guess we haven't talked about a target in terms of gearing ourselves internally or with the board, Guy, it's Peter here. But one thing we do have, of course, is we've got the new facility which has $50 million of core debt and then $70 million, that's the max, $120 million. So I think that in terms of gearing, you know, we'll be relatively prudent in terms of our gearing ratios. I think if you look at the announcements, we're actually saying that you know, we'll concentrate on organic growth, and you know, we don't see any major acquisitions on the near horizon anyway.
All right, thank you, guys.
Your next question is from Elon Williams from New Zealand Farmers. Please ask.
Yes, Stephen, your operating cash flow figure is quite high, notwithstanding the pension payment there. And you do say it includes the seed and grain business as well. Could you let us know perhaps what the impact of seed and grain was on the cash flow or any other factors there?
So it's Peter here, Elon. So I guess from Alan. Alan, so seed and grain, actually, the impact on the operating cash flow was sort of about $2 million, but we also had grower payments that we'd paid on their behalf. So the net effect of seed and grain would have been something like $11 or $12 million outflow. So of that $49 million, Alan, about, you know, say $12 million would have been related to seed and grain.
Okay, good. And then $10 million odd on the pensions. And is it still quite high allowing for those?
Is it still quite, sorry?
Still quite high allowing for the seed and grain input there and the pensions?
Yeah, it's still reasonably, the outflow is reasonably elevated. We have had GO products, of course, which have gone up by, we have invested more in GO, which is $8.3 million. Of course, we've paid tax of about, I think, 15. You know, then financing costs as well. So, you know, all those things add up, and EBITDA was lower than last year too. So, so all those things contribute to the outflow of $49 million.
Okay, thanks very much.
Again, if you do have a question, please press star 1 and wait for your name to be announced. It's star 1 if you wish to ask a question. We don't have any other questions as of the moment. Presenters, please continue.
Yep. So, thank you, operator. Thank you for your time today and listen to our story and announcement today. And we wish you a good morning. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that does conclude our call for today. Thank you for participating. You may all disconnect.